This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's do a thought exercise. Would Liz Cheney have gotten more or fewer votes than she did if she'd announced right before the election, "I have monkeypox"? This is something to consider. And you, considering that the pus plague is polling better than she did in the Wyoming primary the other night, maybe she should have just announced that "I am monkeypox." But she is Republican monkeypox, you know. She is a walking, talking, warmongering, loathsome disease infecting the nether regions of the Republican Party, and her resounding rejection by the decent Americans of Wyoming demonstrates that we are curing the infection that is her kind. The Bill Kristols, the Jen Rubens, the Jeff Flakes, and the John McCains are gone, and we don't miss them. Miracle Whip Mitt will be gone next time. He won't be missed either, except by MSNBC, CNN, or WAPO, when they need a sitting senator to sell out the people who once had his yellow back. You and me, we are the new Republican Party. One not dedicated to getting our leading lights invited to D.C. cocktail parties, but one determined to drop some excrement in the D.C. punch bowl. And the new Republican Party has no place for Liz Cheney or her horrific father or other insipid creatures like them. Tired of the GOP poobahs who never met a war they didn't want your kids to fight. The Cheneys are absolutely perfect examples of what we're talking about. I mean, what have they ever done? I mean, accomplished. As opposed to running their foul mouths or their fool mouths about. What's Dick Cheney's big score? What's in his win column? Nothing. And the same with his useless daughter. And that's not to say they haven't done anything. They just haven't done anything that wasn't terrible. The aptly named Dick Cheney's incompetence managed to get thousands of our men and women maimed for what? And maybe his pal George can paint some pictures of them. He recently put up an ad for his hideous spawn calling Trump the most dangerous American in history. Leaving his historical illiteracy aside, that would be the guy behind Iraq describing the guy who started zero wars in office as dangerous. And you got to ask the question, which one would you rather hunt with? And his grotesque daughter was right on brand by joining the Democrats for a kangaroo committee that would have made Stalin blush. Her destruction of the norm of due process by putting out a TV-ready show trial with no possibility of the confrontation of witnesses, cross-examination, or counter-arguments did more damage to America than a few hundred selfie-takers in the rotunda ever could. And the FBI raid, well, chalk that up to the new sick the dogs on the previous guy, Norm, to the lizard. Congratulations on making the Roman Empire great again. Lizzie, you historically illiterate mediocrity, who would be nagging middle schoolers use our inside voices if your daddy hadn't hitched his wagon to the Bush dynasty. What would they have created? Well, nothing. Nothing really. they wreck instead, and they think themselves special. But that's their style. That's their lane. The Cheneys and the rest of the Never Trump trash have never built, fed, fueled, or notably defended America. They simply got into office and ruined our country. They are vultures, living off the corpse of an America that they inherited. They have no accomplishments to their name, none, yet still they have their finite and inexplicable self-regard. They are not merely bad people, they are corrupt and incompetent people, and everything they lay their bloody claws on turns into Adam Schiff. And that's why this Beltway Cowgirls humiliation is so sweet. People of Wyoming rejected her and her scuzzy papa wholly and unequivocally. They see her for what she is, a duty-dodging fraud, wrapping herself in the American flag and pretending to be something other than just another swamp-dwelling hack who left America worse for her being here. And we see through her, and there's nothing there. No talent, no brains, no achievements, courage. If she wasn't so deluded, I would sit back and say, yeah, maybe she has some courage. But what courage does it take to do what everyone knows will get her a daily media tongue bath and a permanent seat on the panel of that unwatched CNN show with Brian Stelter, who is a potato and who is now an unemployed potato? It's only fans for washed-up regime toadies. She will live on this fleeting fame for a while, then be forgotten. Liz Cheney, who will be the thing? The next generation of 20-something bookers will wonder aloud when she emails them to beg for a hit to comment on how all those awful Republicans in their new GOJ are indicting Merrick Garland. Her legacy is mediocrity and betrayal and the enfeeblement of our republic. She's not a hero. She's just a puff of fetid swamp gas. And she's not the only one of these monsters still hanging out long past their sell-by date. She just reeks more than most. But we are cleaning them out, election by election, hack by hack. I know there's still many shills remaining in positions of power doing their best to ensure the survival of a conservative establishment that has conserved nothing. Ridding ourselves of them is a process. Took a very long time for us to come around and understand, wake up and open our eyes and, you know, all this other stuff. Ridding ourselves of them is going to take a minute. A decade ago, it was all rhinos all the time. Now we have a hell of a lot more base candidates who've won their nominations and are heading to victory. Adam Laxalt in Nevada is base. J.D. Vance is based. Look how angry he makes McConnell. Eric Schmidt is based. He's been filing suits against Biden and Big Tech and Missouri's AG, while fake-based ex-Democrat bondage enthusiast Eric Greitens tried to hijack the nomination. And in Arizona, we have Blake Masters and Kerry Lake, and the rusting McCain machine is sputtering in rage. Is everybody running as conservative as I'd like? No. But you can stand, and this is a Dick Cheney quote, by the way. Standing on principle is good to a point, but you got to win. So we got to win first. As adults, we got to understand that we don't win every race every time as well. And no one is going to just hand us the nation back. The enemy's not going to shrug and go back to their faculty lounges and Trader Joe's white wine sections and leave the country to us normal people. We're going to have to fight for it daily, every day, in every way, forever. These particular idiots are not going to purge themselves. They're going to have your help. That means going and voting in every election. That means not getting out there and saying, oh, on the principle, my principles, my democracy. No. You go in there to win. Winning is everything. We'll sort out the non-base people as we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I very rarely hawk this, but I have a YouTube channel. And I'm trying to get my YouTube channel. I'm actually, my goal with the YouTube channel is to get to 100,000 subscribers. I'm struggling to get to 40 right now. I'm within about 340,000. And I cover all, you know, it's a lot easier for me to cover some of the stuff I talk about here as far as the actual guns themselves. It's a lot easier to actually do that on video. So that's why I have the YouTube channel. But if you would go check out the YouTube channel, which is Lock and Load Radio 1, I would thoroughly appreciate that. Indeed. Just 'cause. Because I'm, you know. That's the thing about radio guys. Radio guys are always out there thinking, you know, I could do TV. It's pathetic. Anyway, as President Joe Biden's polls stagnate and the midterms approach, we're now serially treated to yet another progressive melodrama about the dangers of a supposed impending radical right-wing violent takeover. And this time, the alleged threat is a Neanderthal desire for a civil war. Now, I'll be honest with you. The FBI raid on Trump's Florida home, the dubious rationale for this swoop, and the popular pushback at the FBI and the DOJ from roughly half the country, have further fueled these giddy civil war conjectures. And then there's recent presidential historian Michael Beschloss speculated about the parameters of such an envisioned civil war. And he's an ironic source. Just days earlier, he tweeted references to the executions of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who passed U.S. nuclear secrets to the Soviet Union in the 1950s, in the connection to the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. And that was a lunatic insinuation that Trump might justly suffer the same lethal fate due to his supposed mishandling of nuclear secrets. Then unhinged former CIA director Michael Hayden picked up on Beschloss's death penalty prompt, adding that it sounds about right. Hayden had gained recent notoriety for comparing Trump's continuance of the Obama administration's border detention facilities to Hitler's death camps. And he had assured the public that Hunter Biden's lost an incriminating laptop was probably Russian disinformation. And so like the earlier Russian collusion hoax and the January 6th insurrection, the supposed right-wing inspired civil war's latest shrill warning from the left about how democracy dies in darkness and the impending end of progressive control of Congress in a few months. Now, that's not how that it would actually go. It would be quite bright if you were to push us into a civil war, leftists. It would be very bright. There would be no darkness. There would be a lot of things on fire. And it wouldn't be a very long, drawn-out situation either, because you guys are soft. You're soft in the head. You don't have any sort of intestinal fortitude. You've never, for the most part, most of you have never served. You might have a smattering of people that have served in the military. But, I mean, there's a saying in the military called embrace the suck. And if we were, you know, if you push us into it, even those of us that are old and broken, like me, will still get involved in it, and we will once again embrace the suck. We don't want to. And that's the difference between you and us. We are not seeking, we're not, you know, salivating about this. We're not sitting back going, oh, well, I can't wait for it to break out. But on cue, Hollywood now joins the Civil War bandwagon. They have issued a few bad grade C movies. They focused on deranged white insurrectionists who seek to take over the United States in hopes of driving out or killing off various marginalized people. Pentagon grandees promise to learn about white rage in the military and to root it out, but never do they offer any hard data to suggest white males express any greater degree of racial or ethnic chauvinism than any other demographic. Indeed, the only time I ever experienced racism in the military was with a very small, diminutive sergeant who was black. Now, he had people in his squad that were black that were not that way. That didn't affect them in any way. But he had issues. He had a lot of issues with that. And that was the only time I ever saw it in 7 years. And I went a few places. Now, on the occasion, when we do get to hear of an insurrectionary plan to kidnap the Michigan governor, then we discover that it's a concocted mess. 12 FBI informants outnumbered the supposed 4 conspirators. 2 of them were acquitted by a jury, and the other 2 so far found not guilty due to mistrial. The buffoonish January 6th riot at the Capitol is often cited as proof of the insurrectionary right-wing movement. But the one-day riotous embarrassment never turned up any armed revolutionaries or plots to overthrow the government. You can't have an insurrection without guns. It reminds me of that night when Robert Stack is playing some general, and he's looking at somebody, and he goes, "You can't have an air raid without bombs." What he did do was give the left an excuse to weaponize the nation's capital with barbed wire and thousands of federal troops in the greatest militarization of Washington, D.C. since the Civil War, I guess, yeah. And in contrast, the Antifa and BLM rioters were no one-day buffoons. They systematically organized a series of destructive and deadly riots across the country. $2 billion in property losses. So, I just sit back and I look at some of this stuff and I'm just going, oh, hey. You know? Hey. But we're going to talk about this a little bit more as we go, because there's a lot of things to look at this with. This is actually, it's not so much troubling to me as it is, it troubles me that they think that it's a good idea to have a civil war. And that they think that some of us are so weak in our minds that we would be goaded into it by them going after our president. Our president always had a limited time at the front of the party. And with each passing day, that time becomes more limited. Everything is finite. Everything ends. We're looking to the future, too. We're looking to DeSantis. We're looking for whoever's coming after him. We'll continue this on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida said he would likely make public at least part of an affidavit detailing the evidence that led the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last week. Despite concerns from a Justice Department official about revealing sensitive national security information, attorney for the media organization suing to have the information revealed, Deanna Shulman, says the judge will protect the identity of confidential informants.
It is very common in these situations that information that would lead to the disclosure of their identity is kept secret.
Another 4 buses of illegal immigrants have arrived in New York City. bringing the total to 15 in just the past 2 weeks. Both cities have asked the federal government for money to help deal with the illegal immigrants. USA Radio News. We are surely in a housing recession. That's according to the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, who said that sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. That same economist adding, we're in a housing recession because builders are not building. The CDC is taking a closer look at itself.
Rochelle Walensky, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announced Thursday the agency failed to respond effectively to the COVID-19 pandemic, and changes are in the works to make it better. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kohl's is blaming inflation for a cut in its financial forecast. The Wisconsin-based retail chain now projects net sales to decline by up to 6%. Kentucky's pro-life law will stand for now. The state Supreme Court saying they'll hear arguments regarding Kentucky's near-total abortion ban this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking about how the left is sort of... The left is out there wanting us to start a civil war. They want us to be violent. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that, you know, violence... one thing, violence never has never stopped. Touch them, for the most part. The ones that are making all these claims and everything. Even if it happens in a city where they're at, they're never in those areas where that happens. They just don't go there. During, in a very dark period of our history, from the time of the Civil War to the time of the Civil Rights Movement in the middle 60s up into the late 60s, 3,418 black men were murdered for simply being black men. 3,416 or 18, I can't remember which number it is. In the time of Black Lives Matter, as crime has spiked on their watch, on the Democrats and Black Lives Matter, an additional 3,800 plus black men have died. Once again, for being black men. But this time, not so much because they were hunted because they were black men, because of where they were, because of where they lived. as the crime has exploded, it has exploded around them. And, you know, now more than ever, it's very dangerous in certain places just to be black and be there. Black Lives Matter torched the iconic St. John's Episcopal Church, and they wanted to fight their way onto the White House grounds. And their violent agenda prompted the Secret Service to get the President of the United States to a secret bunker. The New York Times thought that was great, too. They thought that was great to have a sitting president. And see, I wouldn't necessarily want to see that happen to Gropey there. I mean, there's a couple of things he's doing. I mean, I'm not even sure that he's in control of his own facilities or his own faculties or his own bowels, for that matter. New York Times, when there was rioting near the White House grounds, they had a little snarky headline, "Trump shrinks back." Then there's the secession talk, which is... right now the biggest homeless concentration is in California. Let them secede. They get to take all of that with them. They get to take all of their welfare with them. We get to keep all the military stuff. All the military people that are there, if you want to stay there, by all means stay there. We're taking back all the equipment. I got no problems with that. A parlor game has sprung up among the elites and venues like the Nation and the New Republic, imagining secession from the United States. And the Blue Staters brag secession would free them from the burden of the red state conservative population, which I got no problem with it. None. Over the last 5 years, it was the left who talked openly of tearing apart the American system of governance, from packing the Supreme Court and junking the Electoral College to ending the ancient filibuster and nullifying immigration law. Time essayist Molly Ball in early 2021 gushed about a brilliant conspiracy of wealthy tech lords, Democratic Party activists, and Biden operators. She bragged how they'd systematically poured hundreds of millions of dark money into changing voting laws and absorbing the role of government registrars in key precincts. What was revolutionary were new progressive precedents of impeaching a president twice, trying him as a private citizen, barring minority congressional representatives from the House committee memberships, and tearing up the State of the Union address on national television. In contrast, decrying the weaponization of a once professional FBI and the scandals among its wayward Washington hierarchy is not insurrectionary. Nor is it being appalled at the FBI raiding a former president and possible presidential candidate's home when historically disputes over presidential papers were the business of lawyers, not armed agents. Historic overreach is insurrectionary, not objecting to it. And here comes the rub. Okay? I love how Hollywood... I mean, when I was stationed in Europe in the 80s, you know, prior to the internet being anything or anything else like that, you had to watch a lot of movies. So I've watched a lot of movies. And I look at things, and like there was this one movie called War Games where the computer was going to take them into a war. And then they thought they'd stopped it, but then the computer fired back up and decided it was going to start it anyway. And even though they had stood everything down, the computer might be causing them to go into actually launching these warheads, and they had to call the president up and say, "We may have to do this after all." And this is where the rub comes here. Those who warn most of some mythical civil war are the ones most likely to incite one. Because they're not the ones who have ever fought any wars. It is quite objectionable to me to listen to them default to violence when they have no real idea what that means. Violence is a tool. And one of the reasons that most Americans today, most Americans that have not served or anything else, I hate to put it to you this way, but you might consider yourself a little bit soft. And let me explain to you why. Because we've done everything we can, those of us that served, those of us that went, those of us that did what had to be done, we've gone places and done things you didn't want to go do. And you don't know what that means. And we've done it somewhere else besides here. Now, right now, in the Ukraine, who we don't hear about anymore, all of those citizens that are still there, that are still fighting, those guys are hard. They're hard cases now. Hard cases. You wouldn't want to go up against them. But, I mean, the ones that have survived, that are still out there, still going out there and flying drones around and dropping stuff out of the sky on cars that the Russians steal, those guys are hardened. And they're hardened because they have witnessed firsthand the horrific hell that is war, which most of America has not. And those that are trying to warn of it, who might incite it, they have no idea really what they would uncork if they opened that bottle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load.
Got landscapers outside right now, right down below the studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, he may have lost a lot of his effectiveness, but I sure am glad the murder turtle kept Merrick Garland from getting on the Supreme Court. I can't imagine what the world would look like today. Although he would, you know, I don't know. He's not exactly a very dynamic guy. He's a very little man. He always sounds like he's about to cry, or like his voice is wavering as he speaks. This past last Thursday, he held a belated press conference to explain that he personally approved the FBI raids on Donald Trump's Florida residence to seize documents deemed U.S. government property. He was a little upset, too. He was a clearly agitated and nervous man, and he sought to exude confidence in the raid. He went on to heatedly defend the professionalism and integrity of the Justice Department and the FBI. And almost immediately after his sermon, the Justice Department and its affiliates were back to their usual selective leaking. Sources say, according to people familiar with the investigation, to the leftist newspapers. In no time, the Washington Post claimed the raid was aimed at finding Trump administration documents relating to nuclear secrets. The now familiar desired effect was achieved. Presidential historian Michael Beschloss quickly tweeted a picture of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, noted that in the past revealing such nuclear secrets had led to the death penalty. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden, previously known for comparing Trump's border detention facilities built by Barack Obama to Auschwitz and falsely claiming the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, replied, "Sounds about right." And, of course, this is without any proof. Any proof. It was legitimate to imagine that the former president of the United States, like the Rosenbergs, should be executed for passing nuclear secrets. So, as intended, the Justice Department and the FBI leaks touched off a round of intended leftist hysteria of the sort we saw during Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian collusion with Trump's 2016 campaign aimed at disguising government misdeeds or overreach. And despite Garland's pious assertions, we now know the modus operandi of selective leaking from the career of Andrew McCabe. The disgraced former interim FBI director admitted to lying to federal investigators about his role in leaking to the Wall Street Journal. And the inspector general found McCabe lied on several other occasions about his efforts to leak to and massage the media. So at this point, we can very correctly assume that sources tell us, and according to unnamed sources, are indications that the sources at the Justice Department and the FBI contacts who were given the green light to manipulate the news by their superiors, and it's probably all a lie anyway. That can also be assumed. So let's put Garland's decision to approve the raid on Mar-a-Lago in the context of the past 7 years. The Justice Department and the FBI in 2016 interfered in a presidential election in two major ways. They exonerated Hillary Clinton's illegal use of a private server and her destruction of subpoenaed data. They hired Clinton operative Christopher Steele as an informant and gave its crossfire hurricane imprompteur to the entire Russian collusion hoax, feeding a 2016 left-wing mantra that Trump was a Russian asset. In 2015, we learned that Hillary Clinton, as Barack Obama's Secretary of State, had emailed classified government materials using her own private server, likely as a way of skirting Freedom of Information Act requirements. In the thick of the 2016 campaign, a year later, FBI Director James Comey reported that Clinton had, in fact, broken the law. Yet, he assumed the role of a federal attorney that was not his own, deciding Clinton's wrongdoing should not lead to an indictment. And in that improper role, Comey, not U.S. attorneys, declined to hold Clinton accountable. We learned later that Attorney General Loretta Lynch had met secretly on an airport tarmac in a brief casual social meeting with Bill Clinton. And somewhere within this tangle of lies, both said they met only to talk about their grandchildren, not about whether the Justice Department would charge Hillary Clinton. We learned that Lynch abdicated her role and simply let Comey play the role of investigator and prosecutor. And number two, Hillary Clinton had bleached thousands of emails, some of them under federal subpoena, and destroyed her communications devices and records, all federal felonies. Trump won the election in 2016, but he never controlled the federal government. For 22 months, at a cost of $40 million, Robert Mueller investigated whether Trump had colluded with the Russians to take the White House. We actually know that Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians to take the White House, but she still lost. After that, you know, Clinton worked with the Democratic National Committee, which in turn hired the Perkins Coie legal firm, which hired Fusion GPS, which hired ex-spy Christopher Steele, who hired Russian disinformation source Igor Dyachenko, who used Moscow-based former Clintonite Charles Dolan to find dirt on Trump. Where Dyachenko and Dolan located their false dirt for Steele, no one knows for certain. Some Russian sources, most likely the culprit. But in the end, the ruse was exposed. Exposed. And in the process of exposing that scandal, the Justice Department's Inspector General found that FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith had altered an application for a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to make it appear Trump campaign volunteer Carter Page was a Russian agent. In reality, Page was working with the CIA. Kleinsmith's FBI superiors had signed off on that fraudulent document that contained legions of errors. We also learned that two of the FBI investigators working for Mueller in 2017 were rank partisans, and in their amorous exchanges between the 2016 election, they texted about how to stop Trump amid slanders and slurs about his candidacy and supporters. Until they were reassigned, both have played key roles in investigating Trump. We also learned that the FBI had lost key cell phone data under court request. We were told the point man of Mueller's dream team, All-Stars and Hunter Killer team, has left gushed about them. Former Justice Department attorney Andrew Wiseman, before, during, and after his tenure on Mueller's team, was a self-admitted anti-Trump partisan. So, all of this stuff We could examine ways the FBI might not have lost faith with the American people. If it might not have altered documents to ruin the life of an American system or citizen. When subpoenas arrived for phone records, it could have submitted them rather than wiped them clean. The directors might not have stonewalled Congress while under oath or lied to federal investigators or leaked confidential government memos to the press. They did not have to mislead about the contents of a controversial laptop. The Attorney General did not need to meet secretly with the husband of someone under FBI investigation. There's a lot of things they could have not done. In the interim, while they're doing all this stuff, we have existential threats on the open southern border. We got cartel drug runners and terrorists, and we got child traffickers. We got fentanyl coming over. We have the Antifa Black Lives Matter coordinated violent attacks that led to. And don't think that after this next midterm that might not fire back up. But hey, Black Lives Matter. If you want to come and riot, come into my neighborhood. Okay? Come into my neighborhood. But Garland was, he was almost angry. Almost angry. And he is the one who has squandered the confidence. He squandered it. The FBI squandered their confidence. The DOJ squandered it. Bill Barr squandered it. It's on them. Coming up next, things go correctly. We're going to be doing 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.